This is Jay Sekulow from Strasbourg, France. A major development on the issue of Islam and the defamation of religion. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you, and they're open for you because we've got some breaking news. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We've been reporting on the situation and their increasing concern that we've seen in our trips both to the Middle East and now in Europe concerning the issue of this rising tide of Islam and the impact it's having on Christianity. Now, we reported earlier in the week this report that we received at our European Center for Law and Justice offices here in Strasbourg, France, where a couple, two former Muslims converting and becoming Christians, coming to faith in Jesus Christ. I'm holding in my hand, actually, a stack of documents that we've received from their pastor, from the churches they've attended. And the problem now is these people are being threatened to be deported from the United Kingdom to Syria. Now, here's the problem. Apostasy under these Islamic regimes is punishable by death. And you now have an attempt where there used to be UN protection for what's called religious freedom and religious decisions. That's what they formally called it. That's not the case right now under an attempt in the Human Rights Council that's existing right now by the Organization of Islamic Conference. And by the way, second largest international institutional organization in the world next to the UN, the largest coalition inside the UN. Jordan's been going into this in great detail. These people are at serious risk because of what's increasing here.
Yeah, this is a 57-state member organization, intergovernmental organization. What that means is this is a cohesive body like the United Nations, which means when they put forward a agreement on a certain plan, they've all agreed, all these different countries, some of which do not always work together on different issues, much like the United Nations. Everyone doesn't always get along, but when they do, they put forward a significant plan, and that's exactly what the OIC has done. Again, 57 states includes Iran and as moderate places as Morocco, also includes places like Jordan, but then includes Saudi Arabia. And it's interesting because I've gone into more detail about this group, where they stand on terrorism. And it's interesting to point out the United Nations has never been able to define terrorism. The prime reason is because of the Organization of the Islamic Conference, who wants to put into the Convention on Terrorism, quote, the activities of the parties during an armed conflict, including in situations of foreign occupation, keyword Israel, are not governed by this convention. That means suicide bombers in Israel would not be committing acts of terror. That's a cohesive statement that this group wants inserted in the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism.
And that also means 9/11 attacks in the United States would not be deemed terrorist. Now, this comes on the heel, and we're reporting to you live from Strasbourg, France today, that the U.S. Embassy in Turkey has been attacked. Again, who? Radical Islamists. And they want to stop the proclamation of the gospel, which, frankly, in all of this, is the only hope we have for the culture of Western civilization, because the Islamists are on a clear march. They're being very aggressive about this. Our phone lines are open for you. Justice Scalia said 2 weeks ago that America is at war with radical Islamists. What do you think about that issue? How do you see the threat of, right now, international Islamic growth, and even with the situation in Turkey? Our lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Of course, we're taking direct action with the UN, and we've assembled a team. By the way, we had a team of our lawyers here from the United States, from Europe, some of our key governmental affairs people as well, taking this very seriously. And as I mentioned, I'm holding in my hand a real case, a real controversy, where a family that became Christian, came to faith in Christ, are being threatened with deportation to Syria, which is effectively a death sentence because apostasy under every one of these governments, under Sharia law, which is what they want to base human rights on, is a violation and punishable by death.
It's punishable by death, and some of the countries that are members of the OIC want to make it mandatory so that judges don't even have a decision. Iran right now is considering making apostasy a mandatory death penalty sentence. That means the judge does not decide. We have those kind of things go on, mandatory sentencing guidelines in the United States. This would make leaving Islam, that's all that means, leaving Islam a crime punishable by death. And let me tell you, these countries will enforce that, and they do enforce those laws.
We let everybody know how they can respond right now to the petition to stand up in the UN against this. Go ahead, Jordan, tell them how to do it.
It's very easy. There's two easy ways. You can call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255, to stand up to this organization. It is huge, folks. This is a massive organization, including 57 states. These states have millions and millions of people and millions and billions of dollars and resources to fight for these causes. We have got to stand up against them. Call that toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. 2255, and I encourage you to go to aclj.org, do the research on this group, the OIC, or call that toll-free number, 877-989-2255.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast. We're coming to you live from Strasbourg, France, the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice. We've had quite a day today. We finished up our series of meetings. We broadcast for television, by the way, some reports that we're going to air, including a video email from the front of the European Court of Human Rights. And right now, this move by these Islamic groups, folks, is so significant that I've assembled our most senior team of ACLJ and ECLJ lawyers. We've had a series of meetings for the last week. This is a significant threat. They're calling it the defamation of religion, which sounds very palatable, but in reality, it is going to institutionalize as an international crime the proclamation of the gospel. It turns human rights upside down. It's supposed to protect individuals' ability to proclaim their faith and protect their ability to change their faith. This goes the exact opposite direction. And Jordan, as we look at the situation, the reality is, and I think we have to be cognizant of this as we were at the European Court of Human Rights, as we've been in the European Parliament and a number of these other meetings, this threat from this group is very, very serious.
Well, and here's what we need to realize about this group. A couple things. How massive it is, how much money it has, and how other countries in the world want to be a part of this organization. India was denied. India, probably the fastest growing, if not the number one fastest growing economy in the world, wanted to join this organization, even though its population is not predominantly Muslim, which is why they weren't allowed. Russia is an official observer of the organization. Of course, the population there is not Muslim, but Russia working hand in hand with many of these countries who would be listed down as our enemies or at least harbors of terrorist organizations or sympathetic to terrorists. And there are groups mixed in which are more moderate. But when they put forward a statement, it's like the United States, when they're part of the United Nations and everyone agrees on something, including the United States, to put something forward, that's the message that goes forward. That's how this group works. And on terrorism and on a number of other issues.
Including religious freedom.
Religious freedom, women's rights, very bad on that as well. I mean, if you're a woman in one of these countries, the comments coming out of these member organizations, the way they treat women is unbelievable. Now, if you're a Christian woman, they'll kill you.
Yeah, realize the penalties, or they'll marry you off. Here's what they'll also do. They will marry you off. If a woman is living with her family and becomes a Christian, they will marry her off to a Muslim husband without her, obviously, consent in order to force her to become a Muslim again. This is how they purge the family from this apostasy. Apostasy, of course, punishable by death. I'm going to read something to you. And when I read this, folks, this is why you need a call or toll-free number. The Organization of Islamic Conference has proposed a new human rights declaration. They're calling it the Cairo Declaration of Human Rights in Islam. It states that all rights are subject to Sharia law, that's the Quran, and makes Sharia law the only source of reference for human rights. So if something contradicts the Sharia law, it is now not a human right. Well, Sharia law says if you're an infidel, you're subject to death. Sharia law also says that if you convert from Islam, it's punishable by death. And everyone else that's not a Muslim is an infidel. So this is where they're eliminating human rights. Now, here's what I want everybody that's listening to us right now. We've been talking about this all week. And by the way, online alone, over 20,000 of you have signed the petition to stand against this Organization of Islamic Conference and to tell the UN we want to make sure that religious freedom takes place and not have a situation in the very case that we're handling right now out of the UK, United Kingdom, where people are being sent back to Syria because they become Christians and they're subject to death. It's a death sentence, folks, if these people go back. You need to speak out for those that cannot speak out for themselves. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. I'm urging you to call this number and sign this petition going to the UN Human Rights Council. Believe it or not, this is taking place in the Human Rights Council. Hearings are going to be in September. We're going to have a full group of ACLJ and ECLJ, European Center for Law and Justice lawyers, at this conference, at this hearing, and we'll be making oral interventions. Again, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Jordan, who do we have next?
Robert's calling from Florida on line 3. Robert, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Robert.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm an evangelist in South Florida, and I want to know what sources can I have to get information about this group?
You go to our website at ACLJ.org, and we've posted a whole a daily trial notebook posting that covers this, but I've also put up our brief that we filed to the United Nations, combating the defamation of religion, and it lays it all out. I encourage people to go to ACLJ.org and get that information, because it really does put together a very cohesive understanding of exactly what is at stake here. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Let's go back to the phones again. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. Rose is calling from Oregon on line 6. Rose, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I have a question regarding the Muslim principle that if you convert from Muslim to another religion, that the threats are just so grave that often they end in death. And
right.
The concern regards Barack Obama, who was Muslim, in fact, changed his American name from Barry Sotir or something like that to Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, now he denies the fact that he's Muslim. He denies that. He says, in fact, that he's a Christian. And I'm not going to get into the politics of Barack Obama or John McCain, because frankly, this issue transcends presidential politics, because whoever the president of the United States is going to be in November, we have to realize that we're going to have to push forward on human rights fronts, regardless of whether they're sympathetic or not sympathetic. So I'm not going to get into that issue on air, but I will tell you this. We don't take for granted one moment that there are people suffering and being persecuted. And Jordan, you've been in some of these meetings over the last week. You've been in all of them, and you've met with our government affairs staff. And I think it's fair to say, and by the way, we've got a special broadcast on Friday on radio that we're going to encourage you to listen to, but also a longer version of this interview with Michael Wharton from Open Doors, who came in and gave a presentation to us, was very eye-opening on the nature of Christian persecution worldwide. And when you see the numbers and you see what's happening in the statistics, and when you put real people to these acts of persecution, you realize how significant this is.
It is. And I encourage people, usually we don't do so, to go and look at the website of this organization. It's OIC-OCI. So OIC-OCI.org. And the most interesting part of this website is the first page it takes you to is where you choose your language, English, French, or Arabic, and a map comes up, a map of the entire globe. And colored in are all of the countries that are part of the organization. More than half of Africa, all of the Middle East, except for the little sliver in Israel, Central Asia, almost completely covered, Southeast Asia, those countries like Indonesia, all covered, right up to Australia is covered, and even two countries in South America, which is on our continent, in the United States, shares the same continent with us. And if you really added Russia as official observer, which means working hand in hand, almost the entire globe would be covered. Two-thirds of this globe would be covered. Basically, just the United States, Canada, and Mexico would be the three countries that didn't have these kind of green spots all over the place. Because even in Europe, there are countries that are part of this organization that are predominantly Muslim. I think sometimes we get single-minded. We think Islam is only in the Middle East.
It's not.
When you look at this map, you realize it's over more than half of Africa and Central Asia.
Folks, that's why Justice Scalia was so correct in his opinion when he said America is at war with radical Islamicists. America, these are his words, America is at war with radical Islamicists. These are the words from Justice Scalia. We're taking it seriously, and that's why we've deployed our global resources to fight this. And right now, the fight's going to be at the UN in September.
That's right. This is going to be a massive fight, folks. We're going to go right to the phones. You want to talk to us about this issue, 1-800-684-3110. We're coming live from Strasbourg, France. Ben is calling from Texas on line 3. Ben, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Ben.
Hello. Thank you.
Sure.
My question is, recently in the United Kingdom, a judge said that Sharia law might be allowed or applicable within their law system. And with the size of this group, how do you all foresee the Ninth Circuit or any of the more out there court systems trying to impose anything along those lines similarly?
Would not be surprised at all. And by the way, this wasn't just a judge. I've got the report right here. That's not just a judge. That was the Lord Chief Justice of the highest courts in the UK. So this was the head lawyer that has said that Sharia law should be applied in this context. And it goes even further than that. They actually had a case where two students in the United Kingdom refused to bow down and pray to Allah during this exercise, similar to what they've had in the United States, by the way, and they've been disciplined. At the same time, you got the Lord Chief Justice saying, let's apply the law of Sharia law to these inter-Muslim disputes. Complicate it more that the Council of American Islamic Relations in the United States put on an event, all-day assembly, mandatory in Texas. And fortunately, the Ministerial Association found out about it. So did we. And that situation has been resolved and resolved successfully. But the students were exposed to this. So you've got a war over two worldviews, Christianity and Islam. That is the worldview war that's going on. And when we've been traveling around the world the last 5 weeks, let me tell you something. You see it very, very clear everywhere you go, including in places where the UN meets, like Geneva. Jordan, you were there, and you said that you sent me a picture via email of what's going on there. Everywhere you go, the Islamic influence is growing and continuing to grow in really rapid proportions.
And much of it is because this organization, as we're working more in developing our international human rights law efforts and work in government and law, lobbying at the United Nations, we're learning more, and we're telling you about more that we're learning. And we're learning about an organization like the OIC. I can honestly tell you that a year ago, I didn't know much about this group. I didn't know the power of the group. I didn't know the unity like this existed in the Islamic world outside of just the Arab world. This is much bigger than that. And I think, folks, if you understand, if you were in Europe right now walking the streets of most of these cities, you would see the Islamic presence. Now, are all those Muslims radical? No. But these countries, when they unite together on radical legislation and agendas, that's the extremism.
Here's what we want to do, folks. I want you to take a stand against this. We're going to the UN to fight this defamation of religion bill that is going to criminalize the proclamation of the gospel under international law. You go to your phones right now, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Around the world, Christians are under attack. In Iran, a couple is tortured for reading the Bible. Two men tried and convicted for possessing Christian books in Algeria. Examples of a growing global crisis. Christians targeted because of their faith. Now, one of the largest organizations inside the United Nations is making a bad situation worse. The Organization of the Islamic Conference at the UN is pushing a dangerous resolution called Combating Defamation of Religions. It's an anti-Christian measure, and it endorses what's taking place in many Muslim countries, where those who even speak about Islam are severely punished with imprisonment, even death. Now more than ever, Christians expressing their faith are now guilty of hate speech. The American Center for Law and Justice, along with its European affiliate, is sending a powerful message to this UN group. Its anti-Christian bigotry won't be tolerated. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on to this petition. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got special broadcasting all this week coming to you from the offices of the European Center for Law and Justice in Strasbourg, France. We've had a very significant development on the case we're handling on behalf of the two Christian converts from Islam who are being threatened back to go back to Syria. Lawyers are being retained in the United Kingdom to help on the immigration aspect, on the human rights aspect. We're handling it through the European Center for Law and Justice. So these are real cases with real people. I'm holding in my hand our memorandum. This was the memorandum, by the way, that was filed with the UN on this combating the defamation of religions. And here's what's critical. We have another opportunity to send additional briefs and legal work in September, as well as participate in the oral hearing. What they're trying to do is take away the human right to the ability to proclaim the gospel and turn it instead to, if you speak out against a religion, which the only example they give, of course, in their own resolutions is Islam. That's the only example they give. If you speak out against Islam, it will be deemed internationally the defamation of religion, and they're going to encourage the members of the United Nations, which are basically every country in the world, to have laws making that illegal. So your pastor gets up and talks about the exclusivity of the gospel or the significance of the sacrifice on the cross, and it's now deemed to be the defamation of another religion. So this is very serious. We're taking it seriously. And here's what I want you to do. You go to your phones right now and you stand up against this. Sign our petition. Over 20,000 people have signed up online. We're over 25,000 people with the number that have called in. We're going to get to 100,000 on this, which is the number we're looking for, to make a stand at the United Nations against this radical attempt by Islam. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. This is the number I want you to call to take a stand against radical Islam. 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
Let's go right to the phones. Billy's calling from Oklahoma on line 3. Billy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Billy.
Hello, Jay?
Yes, sir.
I have a question. My pastor was a missionary in South America for, 30 years.
Okay.
And I was telling about this deal the other night, and my ears picked up when you said there were two countries in South America. While he was down there, he even had a gentleman, a group, take a gun after him and endanger his life because of his stand for Christianity. Can you give me the name of those two countries in South America that's tied with this bunch?
Sure, and I'll tell you this. This is what we're trying to stress on this, that this organization of the Islamic Conference is not just the Middle East countries. There are countries in our hemisphere as well, and we've been researching this, and again, we've encouraged people to go to that website, but Jordan has the countries, and it will tell you what the nature of this is.
Guyana, who joined in 1998, and Suriname, who joined in 1996, they both are next to each other on the eastern coast of South America. Decent-sized countries, not the biggest countries in South America, but right there on the eastern coast, Guyana, which is different than French Guiana, which is next door,
right,
and Suriname. So again, two pretty large. But the thing is, when you look at the map, you realize how far Islam has spread, not just to become a religion in areas. Remember, these are countries where it is the dominant religion. You can't join this organization unless you have a certain percent, which is over 50%. You've got to have Islamic governments in control and politicians in control. These countries come together, and though they may not agree on everything, they do agree on certain things like the definition of terrorism, which wouldn't include suicide bombings.
Here's what you have to realize, and this is what we're trying to point out. This is, and they are moving aggressively at the United Nations, seeking to redefine the entire entire human rights law for every other religious group by penalizing and criminalizing internationally the proclamation of the gospel. Like if you say something about the gospel, if you're proclaiming it, if you're sharing, we've given you the examples of people in Algiers being thrown in jail for having two gospel tracts with them or two Bible verses on them. But this goes beyond that. Some of this is the death penalty. They want human rights law complying with Sharia law. Well, they're incompatible with each other. So here's what we've asked you to do. I want to continue to ask you to do this. Take a stand for freedom here. Add your name to this petition. Over 21,000 of you have done that online already. 1-877-989-2255. We're speaking out for those who cannot speak for themselves. 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Standing up to the UN on this, combating the defamation of religion to make a stand for the proclamation of the gospel. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go back to the phones. David's calling from Florida, online 4. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, David.
Hi, Jay. God
yes,
bless
sir.
You and your program. I was wondering, do you think there would be a point that the United States might be outnumbered by Muslim believers within the United States, and do you think that would take place after the rapture?
I don't know from a theological perspective. I will tell you this. Here's what I will tell you. It is the fastest growing population base in the world. Now, this is significant because you've got countries in Europe where 20% of the military in France, for instance, is Muslim. And as Jordan said, it doesn't mean that all is people that practice Islam are radicals. But the fact of the matter is the radical element is the loudest voice. And you look at the population growth and you realize, let me tell you this, it's happening in Israel, too. If you go to, of course, the Gaza and the West Bank, obviously, primarily Arab Muslim, there are Arab Christians there. But in Bethlehem and Nazareth, which were Christian enclaves, I mean, Christian enclaves in Israel are now 85% Muslim in one case, and in Nazareth, it's less than 3 or 4% of the Christian base is left. And I think the same now is true for Bethlehem. And this was the area where Jesus, you know, was from. It was a strong Christian presence. It's no longer there. The Galilee region of Israel is 51% Muslim. Now, the Arab Christians are still trying to hang in there, but it's very, very difficult for them. And I think we have to be realistic. They're in a fight for their freedoms, too. And that's why we're engaging this global issue and globally trying to make sure we can hold this back, not only as long as we can, but to make a stand at the United Nations.
No one knows exactly how many of each religious group's living. Some of these countries are very tough to do demographics. Here's the estimate. If you combine Catholicism and Protestants in every sect, including Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Quakers, everyone together, there's 2.1 billion considered, quote, Christians by demographics. Next up, Islam at 1.5 billion. So 600 million separation. Now, when you spread that out over these countries, that can become very small. And what Muslims have done, especially the radicals who want to move into a new country, they don't just move into a continent. They come into a specific place where there's a weak religious group or no religious group, and they reproduce. That's what they do. And if you look at reproduction numbers, just general statistics, in Israel, for instance, an Arab woman who is a practicing Muslim may have the average of 6 to 7 children, and the average Jewish family in Israel is having 1.5. So
yeah.
You look at the raw numbers, you look at projected birth rates 20 years down the road, and without any violence, without any kind of coup, without any military takeover, you take over the land.
Yeah, and that's exactly one of the plans in all of this. It is a clash of worldviews between Judaism and Christianity. You can't ignore that for a moment. Do we have time for one more question?
We do. Let's go to Cindy calling from North Carolina on line 6. Cindy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I had talked to some missionaries recently who told me that one of the reasons that they want to do this defamation of religion law in the United Nations was because there's a lot of revival going on where people are leaving Islam to come to Christianity, and this is threatening, and they want UN sanction to go in and literally take the lives of thousands of people.
Yeah, look, absolutely correct. I mean, this is one of the great things is that there are a huge number of Muslims coming to faith in Jesus Christ. You're going to hear this report, by the way, on Friday. I encourage you to listen to the radio broadcast, but also go to the website at ACLJ.org. You get the extended version of my interview with Michael Wharton from Open Doors, because there are a lot of Muslims coming to faith in Jesus. That's why they're reacting this strongly. Now, look, we're an advocacy organization. Those of you that are our members and friends, you understand we go to the legal basis. That's what we try to do. Here's what I need you to do right now as we close this broadcast out. There are a lot of Muslims coming to faith in Jesus Christ, but we've got to stand with them, including the ones that are in the United Kingdom threatening with deportation to Syria. That's how serious this is. We want to make a stand at the United Nations, but I need everybody that's listening to my voice right now to stand with me on this. It's critical. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 1 1- 877-989-2255. This is for you to sign a petition that is going to go to the UN's Human Rights Council to stand up against what they're calling this defamation of religion, which is to criminalize the proclamation of the gospel. You can also go to ACLJ.org, and of course you can always get updated information there. We've posted, by the way, the brief that we filed on the defamation of religion case on the website, and we'll be updating that as well. But you go to your phones right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Speaking out for those who can't speak for themselves.